Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk about sex.
Hey, girl, what you doing tonight?
Girl, I'm about to listen to Swinger State of Mind.
Swinger State of Mind? What's that?
It's a brand new radio show about swingers, and girl, it's about to go down.
For real?
Yes, for real.
Visit us online at www.fallsfantasyradio.com or give us a call at 805-830-8320.
For real?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, representing Brooklyn, New York.
And this is Trinity Blake, caller from Dallas, Texas. Naked from the waist down.
Me too. And just a t-shirt.
It's
just
hot.
I'm not even gonna lie. It's hot in here. They have the. I'm not even complaining though. I'm not even gonna complain because when it gets cold, they tend to forget to turn the heat on. So I'm not even gonna complain. It's hot. All I do is roll over and get next to the window. That's it.
It's like 30 degrees in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the midday, it's like 70 degrees. So, you know, you cut on your heat because you don't want to keep turning on and off. And, yeah, I pretty much have on a tube top and that's it.
Well, it's 40 degrees all day long. And it's lower at night. So, you know, that's how it is. But I'm not complaining. It's supposed to snow. It rained It rained yesterday. Was raining, which was perfect for me because I love the rain. Anybody tell you I love the rain? But it was raining. It was cold yesterday, but today it was just cold, just blue skies and coldness. But I heard there's supposed to be some rain coming this way. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, we had a holiday. We was off last week. It felt like I was off for a whole month. How was your holiday?
It was good. I'm looking at Kid's message saying she can't hear anything.
Right, I just seen that too. Did she refresh? Try refreshing and there's a, you know, but I'll give her the link to the other show just so she can listen.
Okay.
But we are on too. Yeah, we are on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio, but I'll send her the show link so she can hear it that way, too. So my holiday was simple. It was a simple day, simple weekend. I slept, got sick, slept, did the honey sweet, and now I'm here.
I didn't get to hear the honey sweet last night.
Right, you wasn't feeling well.
No. I don't know if it's allergies or what.
Mm-hmm.
But my throat was scratchy and it was not good.
Not a good look. Not a good look.
I think I've been watching too much porn lately, though.
Ooh. that can be. Can that be a factor?
I've been watching porn and having phone sex.
You've been watching porn and having phone sex.
Yeah, we watch porn together.
Wow. are you watching porn online or?
Online, under okay. Pornhamster.
So y'all sharing links to different porn. You like that one? Yeah, I like that one. And then y'all have phone sex.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like a virtual date, a little bit more sexual.
Oh, it's a virtual date. Okay. Yes, if you're having trouble hearing the show, you can give us a call at 805-830-8320. I don't have nobody calling me, so more power to you. I have no calls, no nothing going on all holiday season. I finally broke down and asked my so-called friend or friend with benefits what's really good with us. And I asked him what was good with us, and he said, well, I thought we were friends. I said, I thought so too, but you keep making promises to me, and you're not holding up your end of the bargain. It's making me wonder, are you taking me seriously, or are you just trying to tell me or you just telling me what you think I should hear? And I'm like, wow. It's all good and dandy, but let me know, because I'm taking you seriously, and you're not following through, and you're throwing me off. You know, and that was the last time I heard from him, and that was Friday. So no phone calls, no text message, no response to the text messages. That's it. So
I got to go ahead and just Blog Talk right now. We on the show, and when you go to Blog Talk, it says the show will be up in 2 minutes.
When you go to what, the studio or the actual show?
The Blog Talk.
Oh, I don't know why it's doing that, because it looks like it's streaming correctly on our site, finally. I don't know why it's doing that. But,
Every time you try to make decisions, do you stay, you go, they are just like, every time, like, you know.
I don't know, my people are not hearing it through the thing. Well, that's why it's not, they can't hear it, because it's not streaming live. And I don't know why.
But I said, so it's going to start in 23 hours.
Hour show?
Yes.
No, it says 1 hour, 53 minutes remaining on mine. And I just went on the link that I posted in the chat room. Are y'all refreshing? Yeah. Maybe I need to clear y'all cache or something.
I'm refreshing now.
Right. Y'all need to refresh.
I think if you refresh now, it should be showing up.
Right, I just clicked on the link I posted, and it said 1 hour and 53 minutes remaining, so. I don't know.
I'm going back to the city where the chat party is,
mm-hmm.
to see if it's updated yet, since we're on now. And it looks like it's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's buffering, and it's still not on.
Oh, well, try closing your browser and open it again.
You know, my computer is
special. Yeah. Yeah, we know that. Well, how about this? How about we go on a quick music break, and then we come back and we try to figure out what in the blood clot is going on with BTR right now. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, folks, you are tuned in to another awesome of Swinger State of Mind radio show, Ladies Night, 805-830-8320. We'll be right back.
Take your time. baby. Sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight, mom. Yeah.
Night. I was jamming to that right there. Okay. All right. All right. We back. It's Ladies Night on Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. Let's let everybody know there seems to be a problem with our Blog Talk Radio players. However, you can still listen to us live at www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. That's PHONEFAN radio. And click on the red bar that says we on air and the show will pop up. We also have the chat room open over there. So you can just go ahead, make a free account with Blog Talk Radio and join us in the chat. And we still got our web party going down hard at the swingcity.ning.com. Shout out to everybody that's there right now. DJ Chill, all right. Willis is in there. Why? Steve Carter, Kismet, and Kevy. They're in there right now, tuned in. Thank y'all so much. Sorry for the inconvenience. We have no control over it. But it's ladies' night. It's ladies' night. We're here. We're ready. We just got back from the Thanksgiving holiday. What's going on, Trinity?
Besides being naked from the waist down, having virtual phone sex, and I've been looking for a job. You know, I've been unemployed for a while, and I just started, like, you know, looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been a pain in my tush.
I can imagine. So
it
what's
has
the,
been a pain.
What's been the difficult part about that?
It's just a lot of stuff that they don't tell you. You know, they don't give you all. They don't say, okay, I need you to bring 1 through 10 in order to get this done. So as I think I have everything that they need, they'll come back and say, oh, he needs this too.
Which is not a good look.
No. And it's like, well, I needed to move on. I'm like, well, if you would have told me that, I wouldn't have had a problem bringing it to you.
Right.
So I've been getting to run around with that, you know, for the past couple of days. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That seems to be a bad problem. Let's see. So I was trying to be slick today. You know, I made a post that I was trying to call somebody out, and then it turned around and backfired on me, and I ended up having more work done for myself. Don't you hate that? They said God don't like ugly, and don't ever wish something. That's the second time. Well, no, that's not the second time. But I can think of one other time I did that. I was a little kid, and a group of people were going skating. and I had messed up. I was like 1 point away from going, and I couldn't go. So in the midst of me being mad and whatever, I walked away rolling my eyes like, I hope somebody broke their leg. Well, one person couldn't go, so I was able to fill in that spot. I get there, and I think I'm good. I think I'm cool. I go to the adult end, and I end up breaking my leg. And it wasn't even my fault. The lady yanked her, like our skates got connected, right? And she yanked her foot so hard, she literally snapped my leg. Like, my ankle, yep, broke my ankle, had a cast on for a good couple of months there. One leg was skinnier than the other, all that. And there's that. And they're like, God don't like ugly. And sure enough, here I was thinking, I wasn't being ugly. I was just, you know, trying to light a fire under the ass type situation. And I end up lighting up myself at the same time. So, oh boy.
The thing is that you had the right motivation, just not the right ammunition.
Right. And I end up adding more work. I don't think I added more work. I just think that I put more restraint. Like, I put a timeline on that. So that's what threw me off. But anyway, that's me. I'm living a simple life. Like, no dudes, no man, no nothing. Christmas is coming. I was feeling some type of way, but now I don't feel no type of way.
I'm kind of happy right now. Let's see, we did Spice of Life last Friday.
Nice. How was that?
It was nice. It was nice. I got fucked up. which is not an uncommon story, but we had that place packed, and it was, you know, all my friends were there, and some people that I hadn't met before, and it was a lot of fun. So I was pleased with the event, and like I said, I've been having like this little phone fantasy relationship thing going on. Which has been a lot of fun, and of course looking for a job and just, you know, dealing with life, you know. So I'm ready to talk about Ladies Night. You know, we got a lot of stuff on our agenda. If we get to it, we're going to talk about it. If we don't get to it, we'll put it on the board for next time.
So what's the Spice of Life for people that just tuning in, they don't really know much about, you know, the Spice of Life? What is that?
Spice of Life is basically a promotion that I put together. I started out with someone else doing it, and Spice of Life is basically saying, okay, yes, we are lifestyle. We are lifestyle, but you know what? We're grown, we're sexy, and we still like great entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We like different atmospheres. We like different people. So Spice of Life is about bringing sexy entertainment into the lifestyle, because most lifestyle parties and clubs that you go to,
mm-hmm,
is basically a DJ, a dance floor, and some freaky stuff goes on.
Well,
if you talk to people on a regular that's over the age of 30, the first thing they tell you is, I don't really do the club dance. And that's very true. So the only form of entertainment that most swingers have is either going to a house party, which is more usually a little bit more hardcore, or going to a club atmosphere that's really not even our style.
Mm-hmm.
I think what makes us so unique is that a lot of us love spoken word and live music and entertainment and traveling and great food. So Spice of Life is about bringing all that together, saying, yes, we are lifestyle, but we deserve that grown-up environment as well.
Y'all got a movement going down there then, pretty
it's
much.
It's a movement. Because in Texas, girl, everybody calls themselves a swinger now. Everybody got a swinger group. Everybody is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just like, okay, we're going to have to separate, you know, people that are really into this and the people that are just doing it for just the sake of doing it. Because they don't care about going to regular clubs. You know, what made it different before is that we would go to the regular club, but it was just us.
Uh-huh.
Now we have to deal with the bystanders, the lurkers, and the wannabes.
Right. Right. Very interesting. Very interesting. That sounds like a show topic. Oh, wait, that is.
It is.
Sounds like a show topic, but that is. That's the movement. And I think you know, that same basis of what you're doing is basically what Swinger State of Mind is doing as well, is we're trying to cater to not just the swinger lifestyle, but to everybody. And we want to give people that are in the swinger lifestyle a voice.
Right.
So they
Something
can
different.
Put the record straight, pretty much. You know,
yeah, because
not
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, not everybody that are, you know, just because I'm a swinger don't mean that consumes my whole life. That's
right.
My thing. You know, we got people that have careers, that, you know, have families, that, like, you know, this is just one aspect. This is just from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. After that, I'm who I am, you know, and we want people to realize that. You know, you hear swinger, or you're a swinger, you know. There's more to it than just that, you know, and I think that's why it's called a lifestyle. But,
well,
you know, that's why it's called a lifestyle.
I always want to put us in a box.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we overlooked.
What?
We had Thanksgiving last week.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in a very, very long time, I was actually surrounded with friends and family. Well, I consider them to be my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this girl that I grew up with since, like, our parents were pregnant at the same time, went to Head Start together. We were in a gospel group together. We were actually brought into the NAACP for life. We're honored
uh-huh.
there for gospel.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I know. No one would ever think that about me, but, yeah. I was in the gospel group. We traveled everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom came to town, and she cooked. Girl. I was good with everything. I put a big pile of collard greens on my plate, and she put okra in it. And
aww.
I took a big bite, and I was like, oops.
And you couldn't even spit it out, huh?
I just had to swallow it, like.
Right, you couldn't even spit it out.
Look, and I'm like a little kid pushing around my plate, like.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. But the turkey was good. Sweet potato pie, pecan pie. Sour cream pound cake. I told you about the homemade macaroni and cheese. And you know you're from the South when you have baked macaroni and cheese with baked craft fingers.
Right. You did tell us about
that. With baked craft fingers on top.
Mm-mm-mm. That is
so
crazy.
You want a couple of these crushed.
Huh?
I'm going to make you some macaroni and cheese with some baked craft fingers.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
And I will be in New York in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. Ew. Shout out to New York City Travel Agency. Look.
Look, Jay the Cure is already like, well, if you go to New York, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hook you over my peach. You know what I mean? And he's very protective. So he's like, I want to make sure you know somebody there just in case. I was like, well, Crushy is there. Crushy.
Well, he just forget about me, huh? I don't know nothing. I don't live.
Crushy's there. You know, I'll be good. If anything goes
matter
wrong,
fact,
I will be at her door.
I was like, oh, that's crazy. But, yeah, people forget all about me. So, this is ladies' night. We're talking about the swingers lifestyle. Today, we wanted to explore the female role within the lifestyle. Yes?
Yes. The female role is just, you know, it's so critical to a lot of promoters and a lifestyle in general.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I forgot. I asked Kismet to call in, and I think she's calling in to talk about the spice of life.
Oh, okay.
I hope this is her. I'm going to go with the 843-3480.
I doubt it.
Oh. Okay.
It might be her.
Oh, no, it's not her. Who is this?
This is DJ Kill. I was listening in on your conversation, and just wanted to comment on it that with the swinger lifestyle and with doing the events and everything like that, I have DJed for the events. As a matter of fact, I did one in Atlanta for at the Moulin Mansion, and it was really nice. What I did was I set it up where I was able to play music there, also do the music videos, had live streaming inside where everybody could meet, see people inside and mingling and enjoying each other and stuff like that. But also I want to comment on the fact that I feel that when it comes down to the role of a woman in a lifestyle, I feel that there should be no separation of anything, because I feel a woman has the same equal rights as a man has the rights or roles in the fact that, because I don't go by that basis of that if a woman does it, excuse my way I'm gonna put this, a woman does it, if she's a slut, and a man does it, he's okay. That I don't feel that's the right way to look at it, because I feel that everybody's human. Everybody has the same wants, feelings, needs, and desires. Mm-hmm. That everybody should express themselves equally straight across the board.
Okay.
But I know all.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to interrupt you, but you ran all the way up the block. You left us behind. We didn't get there just yet. but hold on.
I do understand where you're coming from.
Right. We're going to touch that, but hold on just for like 5 minutes. We don't want to jump too far. This is DJ Chill. Where are you calling from, DJ Chill?
I'm calling from North Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina in the building. I got family in Spartanburg.
All right now.
But, hold on right there. We're going to come right back to you when we get to that part of the conversation, but I do want to bring in the 214. I hope this is Kismet. Is this Kismet?
Yes, it is.
Okay, there we go. Now we was talking about the Spice of Life Trinity, and as you were saying, how you was fucked up. Kismet posted in the web chat. She said, "Mess and madness afterwards at the house." And I said, oh yeah, you need to call in and tell us, how did the Spice of Life encourage mess and madness at the house?
Nothing happened. It was beautiful.
Right.
I mean, it was great at the club, despite the little Hispanic midget that kept bothering everybody, but it was fine. And afterwards, some kind of way, well, let's all go back to somebody's house. And I don't know how I and Steven got voted. I was not driving, so I didn't care. But quite a few folks ended up at our house afterwards.
Oh.
I got detoured.
I'm not even going to ask where you got detoured to.
And it was like maybe, what, 6-7 folks at our house, and it was a car full of people with Trinity that didn't quite make it to our house.
It was not. I don't know what happened. It was like everything was going fine, and then the next thing I was in the car with Brooke, and then we had to Taco Bell, and then I went to sleep. That was my night.
So we had Taco Bell, and I went to sleep. Raunchy.
But it took me the whole next day to recover.
Yeah, because they were taking shots at my. By the time we got to my house, you know my rule: first time you visit my house, you gotta take a shot.
Oh.
So everybody, if you've never come to my house before, you have to take a shot when you come across the door.
I'm coming to Kismet house. Oh wait, huh?
But you know what, Kismet? You know one thing I have to say is that when people come together for like the Spice of Life, it's usually like some of the coolest, laid back, interesting people.
You don't get to come back twice if you're not. I mean, not to say that I have thrown people out. I'm not going to tell that lie. Break a house rule, a harsh house rule. Did you just really? Bye.
What happened? What happened that was a message to house? You got to tell us.
Well, because somebody decided to pull out all their toys and plug them up and attach all the attachments. And when you can hear noise outside the house, you do it too much in the guest bedroom.
Was it a vacuum cleaner?
It might as well be.
Wow. Because
remember I told you Steven's toy bag that I accidentally carried through the airport in Miami?
Yes.
So the toy bag has gotten bigger. and there's more toys now.
What kind of toy do you use that you can hear outside the house?
Right.
It wasn't the toy. It was the girl the toy was being used on.
Oh.
Where you sign up for that at?
You can call the little bald-headed black man.
A little bull-headed black bear. I'm not even going to go there with y'all. All right.
Yeah, I'm
so,
not
going
to go there.
Excuse me. Let me ask you. You have friends over. You're doing an impromptu situation. What are the rules? What are some of the rules that you have? And, you know, if they're broken, you know, you're no longer invited. What's some of the rules that you put down?
My biggest rule is the master is off limits unless one of us invites you into the master bedroom.
Nice. Okay.
Plenty of other rooms in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's computers, laptops, and we normally, like, for people that want to be on the internet or whatever, there's normally, like, laptops in the main part of the house, and his office is off limits. So his office in the master bedroom, but there's a living room, a den, two guest rooms, bathrooms, you're good. So unless you're invited in the master, that's my one big rule. If you're not invited in the master by one of us, don't go in the master.
Right. Okay.
So let me say, Kiz and her partner, they're like some of the nicest people you'll meet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just nice and open and always smiling. Well, he's usually up to no good, but Kiz is usually always very nice, and you know, I haven't seen her devious side yet.
Oh, okay.
And no matter what you meet and anyone else says, they're lying on me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Kismet. Thank you so much for a little impromptu for us to pick your brain. I'm glad you had fun over the holiday. And
I will be back in Dallas for Christmas.
Okay.
Are you
going to
be in Dallas for the Lifestyle Baby Shower?
I don't know yet. I'm going to try to make it, but I don't know yet. I have to get my flight plans for Christmas, so we'll see.
Oh, so okay. where are you at? Excuse me, where are you located?
My job transferred me to Albuquerque.
Oh, you're in Mexico. Okay.
I know some hot people in Albuquerque. You should invite me up one day.
There aren't. If they are, I ain't found them.
I know a couple. I find freaks all around the world. Well, they find me most of the time.
I find freaks all around the world. Okay.
I don't know if I have like a buzzer or something that says she a freak.
Mm-hmm.
But people come approach me. I have people come to me in the airport. You know, people come to me just standing in random places, and I'm like, am I putting off a certain type of energy or?
Well, that's like me in bars. I can be in a bar and people will buy me drinks.
Yeah, I think my titties do that though.
Oh, I got nothing on my forehead. I was just talking about that the other day. But anyway, thank you, Kismet. DJ Chill, he's still on hold. We have the
I think he's
three.
Ready to get into this whole ladies' role thing.
Right,
he
want to get into the role thing. So Trinity, I'm gonna give the ball to you, and let's get into the topic for tonight.
Okay, it's ladies' role. So we definitely wanted to touch on a couple of things, but one of the main things we wanted to talk about is the female role in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And the female role has changed tremendously, you know, and there's a lot of people put certain rules with the status of the female, meaning if she's married, she needs to act a certain way. If she's single, she needs to act a certain way. Or if she's just dating somebody, she needs to act a certain way. But
mm-hmm.
Going back over what DJ Chill was just saying, and Crest, I've expressed this with you before, my thing is, I'm a single female, or as they say, a unicorn, and I believe that when it comes to men and women going to a sex party, they carry the same amount of responsibility. Now, mm-hmm. If you're married, of course, you need to talk to your husband. You know, talk to your husband, decide what the game plan is,
mm-hmm.
and if you get to the party and you realize you want to do something different, I recommend you don't change it at the party, but you just go ahead and push to that party. And when you get home, you can, you know, kind of refresh and say, look, we said this is a boundary, but let's kind of expand it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dating, you know, if shit don't go right, you just switch partners. And when you're a single female, people have an expectation that you should be open for pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that's how it goes down,
right,
but as a generalization, people think that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're single, especially if you're single and you're bi. Oh, well, then you should be able to just sleep with anybody, you know, just walk in and get naked and bend over.
Mm-hmm.
I think the female role and the lifestyle has evolved, especially now that we have birth control and
mm-hmm.
we have rights and we've taken leadership roles in households and in business and corporations. It's definitely, it should be equal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it happens at every event, because
mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, Crush, but have you noticed that female role in most of these groups, especially the new ones that pop up, it's the female that's getting naked. It's the female that's online with her legs wide open. It's the female that they're saying, hey, come to the party because we got, you know, all these beautiful women and it's going down. It's like they're exploiting the women. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why women let that happen, but in a lot of the groups, that's exactly how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you saw a swinger party flyer and it had a naked man on the flyer?
Well, I don't think that's exploit. I just think that that's one tradition that just hasn't changed yet. When it comes to women and women roles,
I don't allow it. You know, kind of like at one point I stopped putting models. You know, like skinny models on my flyers. I wanted to put regular sized women on the flyers because I didn't want to falsely advertise. I don't want you to look at my flyer and see some supermodel when you get to the party. That's not what you're going to get.
Okay.
So I'm cautious of that as well. But most people, they only really put, you know, light on the women. And I think that's why the men are slacking sometimes in what role they should play.
Well, when it comes to, okay, advertising is a tad bit different for the simple fact that, you know, when it comes to a flyer making and stuff like that, I was the same way. Like, I didn't want to put these type of women on there because these are the type of women that you're not going to find, you know, you're not going to find Keisha Cole at one of my parties, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, she's just the first woman that popped up, but you're not going to find her at my party. I am a plus-size woman myself in promoting these parties. But at the same time, it looks good. You know, not only skinny white people drink Pepsi, but if the commercial looks good, you're still going, you know, the product is still Pepsi, you know.
I mean, it does look good.
I'm just saying on that aspect. But as far as the women are concerned, and I know you feel like, you know, in a perfect world, yes, you know, in a perfect world, yes, we're all equal. But
well, you know, I told you, I'm one of the only promoters that charge women the same price as men.
Right, but
I'm like, no, everybody's going to pay the same. If he's paying $100 and she's paying $15, I want to know what the hell the $45 is for. Because I won't end on it, too. So if we want to get rid of that brothel type of feeling, if we all pay in the same amount because we all want the same thing, then it shouldn't be a problem.
It's not a problem, but however, once again, the pricing, when you're dealing with the pricing, and I guess it's because when you ask, okay, what's this going towards, or what's that going towards? The reason why I did. I can't speak for nobody else. I can only speak for myself. The reason why I let women in, single women in free, is not because I'm trying to exploit them or anything like that, but single women, it's one thing for me to post my picture online and tell you how horny I am. It's another thing for me to act out on it for the simple fact that we have something called a double standard. That's what I'm trying to get at. Within, especially when it comes to sex. Like I said, in a perfect world, yeah, we're all equal, but in reality, there's no such thing. You know, it's that thing that we have, that double standard that we have. If the girls are not there, the guys will not come. Or if the guys do come, it's become a sausage fest because you only have a limited amount of girls. So to try to keep the girls in, and that's why we implement the rules that we implement. And even when we do the rules, you know, the number one rule is no means no. The only thing that means yes is yes. And then we have that ask before you touch. I've known that at many of the parties, even myself included, many of times, I don't ask to touch him. I mean, I do it sometimes, you know, when I catch myself. But I don't ask to touch him because I feel like that's me flirting. That's just me teasing. That's me, you know, at these parties, women have the upper hand. Nothing is going down unless she say yes.
And I definitely understand where you're coming from, and maybe that's just me that's created my own little bubble, because, you know, I told you at my parties, the men are just as important as the women.
Right.
And at my parties, a woman cannot walk up to a guy and just touch him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I make sure the people that come to my events, they are very desirable. So, no, you cannot do that, you know, and it's not necessarily a certain look or a certain pay grade or anything. I just try to create an environment to where, you know, when you come here, all that other shit that you get on the outside world, those double standards, it's not about that here. You know, here it's about exploring your sexual boundaries.
Well, so,
I explain to people before they even get there, like, look, because I have guys, and you're right, I have guys ask me every single time, you know, so it's not going to be a whole bunch of dudes. And I'm like, well, if the women actually want to fuck, considering medically we last longer than you last, it better be some extra men. And then to keep it from being a sausage fest, I try to pick men that are equally yoked, like men that don't mind hanging out around each other thinking, all right, you cool, all right. They understand why they're there. And I'm not saying I'm going to have five dudes there and one chick, unless she asks for that. But you're going to have a couple of men, because, you know, when you do the lineup, you got four guys. One dude, he just can't get hard at all. Second dude, he can't get hard with a condom on. Third dude, he got hard with the condom on, but he nutted in 30 seconds. The fourth dude is sweating, working his ass off, trying to please everybody. So I've had guys come back to me and say, Trent, thank you for having me some backup. You know, it looks good in the beginning, you know, but when people actually start to play, you have to, you know, human nature, women last longer than men. So I agree with you completely with most parties. That's how it's going to go because there is a double standard. You can try to act like it's not there, like it doesn't exist. But it is there. I just try to create a different type of environment for my parties. Okay, yeah, we know it's a double standard out there, but that's not how we don't conduct ourselves here. Everybody is lucky to be here. You're lucky to be here with this type of guy because you're not going to find this type of guy at those other parties.
But, you know, something else that crossed my mind just now, I was having a conversation earlier, and I was talking about the fact that men are in denial when it comes to a lot of stuff.
Say it one more time.
Men are in denial when it comes to a lot of stuff.
Let's do the role play. So, tell me, how big is your dick? I ain't never had no complaints.
Right.
That's not what I asked you.
I know DJ Chill. I know you're sitting there right now. And your knee is going real fast. Listen to me. Hold on for a minute. Let me just put this out there. There are a lot of men, not you, DJ Chill, but just in general speaking, not just coming to swingers, but men in general. There are a lot of men out there who are in denial, and especially when it comes to sex, and especially when it comes to women. Those two things, I know, and I'm not saying I am a man or I know men like that or I understand men like that, but this is just from my personal observation. This is my personal opinion, and some people may agree with me, that when it comes to trying to find, it's like they want to eat more than what they can. Like, you know how...
It's their ego crushed.
Right, and
I want a threesome.
It's
you
like
can't even fuck one chick.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What
and this
about?
Is something.
You want a threesome.
What I'm saying is they bring that to the party. And especially when they come into a party. And I tell people, there's a, like me personally, when I was doing my parties, there was a wave. I had it locked down to that wave that happened. When you first get it, you got those guys that just came off of work. They thirsty. They really, they be there exactly at 10 o'clock. We tell you the doors open at 10 o'clock. They're calling you 10:01. I'm downstairs. Nigga, I just gave you the address. Like 10:01.
Oh, wow.
They downstairs. Now, at my parties, like around 12:30, 1 o'clock, we try to give people enough time to get there, you know, and that's when we start doing our announcements, and then we do our party, you know. Then, you know, you can go and do whatever you want to do beforehand, but this is that mingle time from the beginning of the party to about 12:30, 1 o'clock. That's when you mingle, and then you get to play afterwards. So, you know, you play afterwards. That was the structure of the party for the most part. So now, if I'm charging ladies, especially in this economy, especially in this, you know, with this mentality that women feel like they're entitled, let's not even go there. Like, you know, that's their mentality. Women feel like we are not that, okay, we're on the same level. No, we have the mentality that we're entitled. We're entitled for you to open up the door for us. We're entitled for you to put your arm around us or walk on the outside of us. Like, there's a lot of things that we feel like we're entitled to. And with the man being in denial and you being entitled, I can't put y'all on the same level. I can't put y'all, I can't give y'all the same thing. I can't give y'all that same environment.
Epic fail.
Now, you on the other hand, but then again, you on the other hand, you have a different type of party than I do. Your party was more of a community that you already put together. You cut and paste.
Right, my party was what you call like a gourmet swinger party.
And you had the whole private thing. You have a private invite type party where
right.
I had an open party. Which an open invite is meaning I just put it out there. You claim you want to come. I give you the actual 2x2 steps.
Of course, those are the fun ones, though.
And those are the
those are the fun ones.
You never know who, but you know what that is. But these are just the type of parties that's out there. You know, everybody swings differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like everybody makes love differently. Everybody dates differently. Everybody swings differently.
Right.
You know, you got
everything is different. You get a different result. It all has a purpose because even though I have this great screening selection, on the negative side of it, because, you know, where everything is great, there's something about it that's not so great.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, you know, it's not as spontaneous. It's not as that piece of strange, you know, that's coming through the door. So I'm always, my biggest challenge is making sure I'm bringing in new people. You know, that no one else has met because I don't want to keep it, I don't want to circle it so tight that it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I fucked in the last.
And that's where, you know, and I guess we have some callers. We got some callers. Want to put the number out there, 805-830-8320. Press that one, and we'll let you on air.
We got to let DJ Chill come on before he blow up blood vessel.
Right, yeah, we don't want you to feel no way, DJ Chill. We're going to bring you on right now. DJ Chill, you hear our conversation. What you got
yeah,
for
yeah.
What
yeah,
you got for
I'm listening, and I mean, I'm hearing everything that's going on, and I can relate to a lot of things that both of you are saying.
Mm-hmm.
But in the situation of the entitlement end, that's something that has been embedded from the beginning of time to the point that there's something that's going to be very hard to really, really change.
Right.
But in the situation, I'll look at it maybe because I have evolved to the point that my thinking and mentality has come to the point that I'm more of a realist about everything.
Right.
I see things as it is. Like if I am going to one of these parties, I'm going to one of these parties where it's already in my mindset that I already know what type of party it is. I know what's going on there. And, you know, that I'm going to go there and act accordingly but have respect about myself while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. You got to have respect of yourself and the other people that you're with
mm-hmm.
when you're there. So that, and also to the fact that, you know, just like I was saying before, that I feel that everybody should be equal straight across the board.
Right.
Because if everybody's feeling equal straight across the board, there's a little bit less tension there for things to evolve and happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the man will be sitting on the side, well, God, I don't know, man, she going to want to or not, man. I like what I see, but shoot, I don't know, you know. And then the women are sitting on the other side saying, well, shoot, I got the upper hand because I can control the situation. If I want to, I want to. If I don't, I don't. He's going to have to deal with it. See what I'm saying? And where there can be a situation where it's level across the playing field that she, the woman gets the same, I guess, how can I say it? If the woman gets the same feeling the man gets from the other side and you can make it equally straight across the board, it opens the door for things to happen that usually would not happen. You see what I'm saying?
No.
That's the truth.
Like, okay, so let me just put this scenario out there because I'm understanding what you're saying, but I'm not understanding what you're saying. But the simple fact that, DJ Willis, you're in South Carolina, right? Trinity,
yeah.
You're in Texas. Now, looking at it as a promoter of a party and, you know, also attended parties, I know when I go to a party personally, the last thing on my mind is I feel like, you know, if I don't want to do nothing, the only time that thought comes into my mind when I'm at a party is when the hostess or the host is basically trying to force something to happen instead of letting it, you know, letting nature take its course pretty much.
Right.
You know,
okay,
like
you know what that is, Chris?
Because I know my thing is, like, you know, when I'm telling people when people call me and they're asking me about the party, I'm telling them, well, this is a non-pressure environment. And then you have the host. Well, I had one host do this. Well, if nobody's going to start fucking, then I'm shutting the party down in 15 minutes. What? Where did you do that at? Like, I don't. And then they had games where they were forced. If you didn't want to play the game, then you had to leave. And I'm like, well, if that was the case, you should have told me this before I arrived. If it was just that, if it was that serious, you should have told me before I arrived. But you said it was a non-pressure environment. Non-pressure means I don't have to participate in that unless I want to. I have the right to say no. I have the right to stand on the sidelines. I have the right to do that. Not saying I came with that intention, but maybe somebody didn't catch my eye. And I don't want everybody at the party sucking on my dick. And I don't want this random. I don't want you to randomly put me with somebody. I mean, that's just my thought on it. What you
okay,
got to say?
There's two sides to that.
Can I give you a comment on that, on what you were saying? See,
mm-hmm.
It's because they forget the factor that there's so many different elements of different styles of people that are there that
mm-hmm.
might come there. It's like, I don't mind being watched. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got some warriors that like to watch, and then you got some that like to participate and stuff like that. But all the elements together should enhance and entice things to be better than what it is. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But because of that gray area hanging over everybody's head, they start thinking about these different things, and that comes in the fact that it kind of hinders the things to happen. You know, so if, say for instance, you have a party just like you said, and nobody's doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, nobody's doing nothing because of that hindrance or that gray area that's hanging over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you ain't got anything got to be said. It could be felt.
Mm-hmm.
It could be
mm-hmm.
sensed when you come into the party.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
how you set the mood and the atmosphere when they come there for how it could be. If just like I said, you come in, just like a meet and greet, mingle, get to know everybody, everybody's feeling comfortable, let them get their drinks on, let them feel much more relaxed. When they come into a situation like that, it makes the atmosphere much more enticing to allow things to gradually start happening. It's not a point of you forcing somebody. Shoot, you force somebody, that's like raping somebody. Shoot, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
got to be consensual, you know, between the adults that they want to do this. But you got
mm-hmm.
to set the atmosphere so that they can be comfortable to go ahead and want to participate. Because, shoot, might be a couple over here doing their thing over here. And I'm really, really excited because they got some people over here watching them do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What
Chill is talking about, Crush, mm-hmm. is called, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry, Chill, what he's talking about is called the transition.
Mm-hmm.
When you set up a party, you got to basically create the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The right type of people, what you see, uh-huh. what you smell, what you hear. And if everything is set up properly, it would transition smoothly.
Smoothly.
You don't have
yeah.
to force anybody to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to trick anybody to do anything. You
mm-hmm.
don't have to wait for them to get drunk and take advantage of them.
Right.
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 You know, they just come in, they think, if I did want to have sex, I want to have sex here.
Right.
You're looking around the room, you're thinking, I tell people, if you walk into a party and you don't see at least three people that you wouldn't mind getting down with, that's not the party for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you got to get down with them, but if you don't see at least three people in the room, you think, it can go down.
Yeah.
It can go down tonight, right now, I'm feeling it. So the most important thing I think that you should do is I try to get into the minds of the people that comes to my party before they even get there. I want to know where your head is at, what's going on, what
mm-hmm.
kind of parties you've been to. Tell me about some of your experiences. What are your
mm-hmm.
expectations? Because a lot of us, when we think about sex, it's not something that's just completely spontaneous. This
mm-hmm.
is the type of shit that you masturbate to when you're at home, on your couch, by
mm-hmm.
yourself,
mm-hmm.
watching that strange-ass porn.
Yeah.
And you working it out like, yes, I want that shit. You might not be comfortable with telling somebody and sharing it with them, but basically, as a promoter, I take that responsibility to try to create that fantasy world where anything is possible.
Uh-huh.
No one is going to judge you. The
uh-huh.
energy is flowing. And like Chill was just saying, you don't necessarily have to fuck somebody to be participating. You can take care of yourself. You can
mm-hmm.
say, hey, you need some water? You good? And
mm-hmm.
you're still participating in with the event. So the energy is a connective flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
But if you have a party and it's a bunch of strangers, which is not unusual, you can have your icebreakers. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if your party isn't transitioning, the best thing you can do at that point is just have fun.
What?
Don't try to pressure anybody into doing anything.
Right.
You know,
but some people
then it happens.
Are,
it's a wild card. It's an absolute wild card.
Right. And I totally agree with you on that. I know personally when I throw my parties, you know, like I tell people, I've never had an unsuccessful party because at my party, if that transition doesn't happen, if for whatever reason, and I tell people this, and I know it's impossible for you to feel this way, but don't come with the expectation of fucking the whole party. Because that's not going to happen. That's not realistic. You know, you come into the idea, it is, if you will, a sex party. You are going to have people there. People are going to be open-minded to that. But it's not mandatory for them to do that. And unfortunately, some folks that complain about a party or say, oh, that party sucked or that party is whack, they come with the expectation
party, and it was only 12 people. And I'm like, it was 12 people? And my mom,
that's,
if there's 12 people at the party, we have an orgy.
But that's what I'm
because,
saying.
I'm like, so it's 12 people.
That's when you're not in the right mindset. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't have to have a whole bunch of people
to have a good party. Right.
But a lot of times people don't know that, and Crush just made a very good point. She said when you have in your mind that you're going to fuck the whole night. And that's a very valid point because my thing is, don't come thinking you're going to be a porn star. I want
mm-hmm.
you to come to the party thinking, I want to explore my sexuality. If the opportunity arrives, it's going to go down. Don't come thinking it's an automatic shoe-in because you might not be on your game.
Mm-hmm.
You might say the wrong thing.
Well,
I've seen guys and women come in that think they're all that.
Mm-hmm. And nobody
and
wants to play with
them. People stray away from them.
Nobody wants to play.
Your ego is out there like,
Or not even that. You get to the party, you're trying to get loose, or she's trying to get loose, and you drink a little bit too much, and your man ain't working right for whatever reason. you know, but you came with the expectation of fucking everybody at the party. So now you upset because the one person that you do want to have, she don't want to have sex with you. Then you went to this next one. She not really feeling you because you drunk way too much or you came at her wrong. And then the last person that you do approach, she like, fuck you. I seen you go to that one and that one and that one. I'll be damned if I be your backup. Once again, that's a mentality I know that I have.
Amen.
We better
play some music before we get too crunk in here.
I know. I was going to say that. You are tuned into Ladies Night, Swinger State of Mind radio show with Nurse Trinity Blake, myself, Nurse the Crush Heart. We have DJ Chill from South Carolina on as well. I see you, A62. We're going to go on this quick music break. It's the top of the hour. It's 3 after 10. We don't have a daily quickie scheduled for tonight, so we're gonna we're just gonna play some music, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna continue this conversation. Sounds like a plan?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan to me.
All right. Well, the web chat party is at theswingcity.ning.com. Shout out to everybody that's in the Swing City chatting with us. Unfortunately, our players are not messed up. Go to blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio and tune to us there, and you can hear us live, 805-830-8320.
magic moonlight, black white clouds and blue skies. She's got diamonds in her eyes, my rainbow after the rain. She's my joy after the pain. Far away paradise, make you wanna touch the sky. Like the highest mountain peak, as the ocean goes deep, I wanna dance with that woman, yeah. That woman, yeah. I wanna dance with that woman, yeah. I'm gonna treat her like heaven, treat her like heaven, treat her like heaven, treat her like heaven. Make her smile, keep her happy, make her step in. Waterfalls on Christmas, she's Miss Santa Claus. Just like grandma's apple pie, tell you all the reasons why. She's a comforter and friend, tell you she's that peace within. She's the lover in my home, she's the strength when I'm not strong. Every day my Valentine, so glad heaven made her mine. I wanna dance with that woman, yeah.
The ladies, I hope y'all enjoyed it. And since we're on the ladies, we're gonna keep it rotating, y'all, moving right along with hit songs right here on the Chocolate Factory. Happy people, baby.
so I gave you a little bit of everything. Welcome back to the show. We had a little Diana Ross, Upside Down. Then I went into a little Chocolate Factory with R. Kelly, Ladies Night, and a little Beyonce. Feel a little naughty, girl. Swing State of Mind radio show. Nurse LaCrush on deck. Nurse Trinity on deck. The web chat party on deck. The Swing City. Ning.com is on deck. Shout out to Russ. Russ is actually a longtime friend of Phone Fantasy Radio. He's over across the pond, in London, right? He's been with us
a
for like
pond?
The last.
Is that what you guys call New York?
No, we call that. I mean, he's in London. That's what we call the Atlantic Ocean, the pond. Like, he's over there.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's across the pond. That's what they say. He's across the pond in London, England. And he comes to all our shows, actually. I'm trying to get the Skype link, because there's a Skype link, but he can get it. He's just being lazy. You know, the Skype link is let everybody international get to hear us. We're having problems with our player, but you can listen to the show live at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. We are talking about the role of women within the lifestyle. We also have DJ Chill out of North Carolina. There's a lot of noise back there. We have DJ Chill, and we also have the 214. I see you over there. How you doing? And there's a conversation going on in the chat room. I couldn't see it but much, but the DJ Chill, you still with me?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
You know what would be nice, Crush?
Yeah.
And we've asked plenty of DJs this, if DJ Chill would give us some music and we could play it during our breaks.
Oh. You think you could give us a 15-minute set, DJ Chill?
I wouldn't know how to give y'all a set like that. I don't have any way of interfacing with your...
No. You can just make it an MP3. And, make a little MP3 mix and shout us out on it and all that good stuff.
That'd be no problem at all, trust me.
Okay. Well, DJ Chill, tell us about yourself. You are a DJ, you're up here, you're joining the conversation. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because I'm definitely enjoying your conversation. First of all, how did you find out about Swingin' State of Mind?
Believe it or not, I'm on Facebook, and I am a member of Illuminati.
Illuminati. Nice. Okay. Check for Illuminati.
Right.
And
you're North Carolina. Are you part of the lifestyle? I mean, South Carolina. Are you part of the lifestyle?
As a matter of fact, I've been doing it since 2005. As a matter of fact, one of the sites where I used to do my live shows, my live feeds from, where I used to do my DJ shows, my house swing sets, and all of that was on a site called Rude.com.
Oh, RudeBoy.com. Nice. Oh, I hate Rude.
And that's how come my company is called East Coast Flavor Production, but my music in is Rude Flavor Radio Network.
Oh, you went there.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So, as a matter of fact, they voted me as the hottest DJ on Rude. So, you know.
I know, that's right. Okay, went to Rude.com. I haven't been on there in years, since about 2000.
I remember that site.
It has gone down. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not as vibrant as it used to be.
They had too many rules up there. You had to read the fine print. You put stuff up there and it belonged to them. So I was like, wait, hold up. You serious? Like, I'm good. I'm paying, you know, if I put stuff up there, it belongs to Rude, so they can do whatever they want with it. A lot of people don't read the fine print. It was quick and easy to publish your stuff, but once you put it up there, it belongs to Rude.com. Like, they can do whatever they want with it.
You see, that's what I found out about it, that it is like that, and it's sublinked over.
Right. They have a lot of different sites. Right.
24 different sites that it's sublinked yep. over. I mean, for me, it was beneficial because whenever I did my show, it went off, it went straight worldwide. I didn't mind, you know, it went worldwide. You know,
and it was hackers on that site. There was a lot of hackers on that site. But anyway, that's not even the term for the conversation.
Yeah, let's
keep the flow
that,
going.
You know?
I just wanted to get a quick background of who you are since you are joining into the conversation with us and you're holding us down right now. Y'all are tuned into Ladies Night on Swinging State of Mind radio show. Nurse Trinity Blake, myself, Miss La Crush Hart. 3408, that's my phone number. 805-830-8320. Press that one. Join into the conversation. We're at theswingcity.ning.com. Let me shout everybody that's tuned in right now. Brandon Reed, Kevy, Kismet, Russ, Steve, Y, and DJ Chill.
Well, you said nobody was calling you, Crush. You give out your real number. It's going to be blowing up.
Ooh, Lord.
You're going to get that. Wait a minute. This is how the calls go. I can't hear you.
And I answer an attitude. You know what I mean? Like, I answer the phone with it so ghetto. Who this? Like, they're going to think it's a dude answering the phone. They're going to real fucked up. Crush, you gave me your number. Who are you? I'm from.
Why you being mean? Why you hate? Why you being mean?
Right. I get texted. I got cursed out because somebody texted me and I asked who this. They cursed me out.
Well,
like,
you know, we try to be entertaining when it comes to ladies' night. But we wanted to make sure with this ladies' night that we put in some important information as well. And Crush and I have talked about this. I can't even count how many times Crush and I have talked about this. But, you know, even though we want it to be equal play, we don't like the double standards. Women do carry a much heavier burden than men when it comes to consequences. I mentioned earlier that women can be more liberal now because we do have contraceptives.
Mm-hmm.
True.
We got birth control. We can get abortions. You know, thank goodness Obama's back in office. We get to keep some things.
Mm-hmm.
But we do harbor more STDs than men do.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned before, there's STDs that men can't even be tested for.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a condom, you can still contract, and that's referring to HPV.
Right.
A lot of women don't like, well, what's HPV? A lot of times I had to actually ask my doctor to explain to me HPV outside of my, you know, Google searching.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know more about, you know, the whole epidemic of HPV, which is where that's the family for genital warts.
Right.
And usually that's the only time when a man has realized he's contracted HPV. But a very high percentage of women, I want to say it's over 70%, has some form of HPV, but the cells regenerate themselves. And within a year, you can go back and you can be tested as negative. But on the bad side of it, out of all of those strands, on one bad end of it, you develop cancerous cells.
Right.
And on the other bad end, it's genital warts.
Yep.
And it's scary because there's no test out there for a man.
Mm-hmm.
And the only vaccine can be taken, I think you have to be, it goes up to 23 years old. You can get the vaccine for HPV, but if you're over 23, you just fucked.
Yeah.
So even though we want to be liberal, it's very important that we learn how to protect ourselves. And I sent Crush a link for another STD was out there, and I was really excited. I was in CVS Pharmacy, and I was shopping, and I've seen that they now have the HIV test that you can take home with you. And I guess they're replicating, like, the rabbit test you take when you go to the mobile sites when they do the on-site testing. But you do a swab, and you get the test results in the privacy of your own home within 20 minutes.
Right.
So it's not like before, you got to do the diabetic blood sample and ship it off and wait for it to come back. No. 20 minutes, you know. What were you saying, Crush?
Right. Okay. So what you're talking about is the rapid oral HIV test. And what that does is there's two parts to it. It's called OraQuick. That's the name of the company, oral quick rapid HIV testing. And like you said, you just take a little swab from your mouth, you put it in the solution, you can't touch it for about 20 minutes, and then they give you, it's like a pregnancy test, you know. If it's one line, you're right. If the line is pink, you're right. If it's two lines, you're not all right. And if there's no line, it's inconclusive, and you have to go to the doctor and actually go get the blood test done. However, and speaking of that and doing that, you did send me the link to that, but I came across, because I'm just awesome like that, I came across another website that actually offers a lot more at-home testing.
Right, I remember you telling me about that.
And this website offers the home chlamydia test, the home gonorrhea test, and the home trichomonas test, also the home HIV test. So they have those. You can get tested at home, or you can also send them a sample to their laboratory, and they'll give you the results back for syphilis, genital herpes. There's tests that you can do at home, and then there's tests that you can send to the you can do it at home, or you can send to the place, and they'll
give
you.
They have one for genital herpes.
Yep, they have one. They have the lab test includes the chlamydia and gonorrhea, the oral and genital herpes, syphilis, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV.
Okay, I would tell anybody though, before you took a test for herpes, that with herpes, unless you have an outbreak, more than likely the test results are going to come back negative.
Unless you have an actual
more than likely. So that's kind of like, unless you got an outbreak, and that goes for cold sores, fever, blisters, whatever fancy name you choose to call it.
So that's you're definitely right. Now, my thing with the as being a part of the swing lifestyle, as far as putting myself at risk the way I do, even if I wasn't part of swing lifestyle, but I know I have multiple partners, I'm single, I'm living the life, this is just something that I would do every 6 months or so, every year or so, make sure you get yourself tested, right? But the thing, as being a trained counselor, that's the thing that, what do you do next? What do you do afterwards?
Right.
That's something that's not coming. That's something that's not coming with the at-home testing. And just because it is at home, I do encourage you to get to seek professional advice or counseling, or even like you said, you called your doctor up, or any questions or, that you may have. Everything can be, but sometimes you need somebody to tell you in layman's terms what it is that you need to know, and stop going to Google.com. You need to talk to somebody.
Medication through Google.com.
Well, you know
what? Natural herbs.
Right, they're going to tell you some type of home remedy and stuff like that. But my thing is this: you do need that person to talk to, because to. This is a serious life-changing situation. The same thing if you found out that you were pregnant. You're like, okay, I'm just going to take this for play. Ha, 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 ha. And then it comes out, positive. It's like, what do I do next? And for something as serious as HIV, where there's no cure, there's no pill, and there's barely a vaccine out there, and with that comes to mind, I'm going to die tomorrow, when that's not the case. You got people that are living with HIV for 20 and 25 years and have full lives.
For 2013, I had posted in one of my groups, I was like, I think we should start doing things different. How would people feel if I gave a random HIV test at the party? And even though everybody was like, oh, no, we wouldn't have a problem with it, I was like, yeah, right. First of all, they have to trust me enough to keep it confidential.
They won't come to your party.
Right. Like, Chris, nobody comes to my party.
Right. Because you do out random HIV tests. And it's not because they're trying to keep anything a secret. Like, if you ask them, they'll give you, you know, they'll go to the doctor. They'll give you your results or whatever the case would be. But it's for the simple fact of once you have that stigma on you, maybe your testing came out inconclusive. You know, and they have to go to the doctor and get the actual blood test. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's so many variables to it. That, you know, once you have that stigma on you, okay, I need you to come to testing. Just the fact that you went to testing is a, you know what I mean? It's just the whole mental thing, and it throws people off. Even when you're sitting here for the 20 minutes, you sit up there sweating bullets. I don't have people that come to me, and we're talking about it, and, you know, we're doing all this conversation before you actually have the testing done. I've had people actually get up and leave before the testing was even completed. You know, because it's just so much to bear. But now you're telling me we're in the open, we're having a party, we're supposed to have a good time. I didn't come here for that. You know what I mean? Like, that's not where my mind is at. You know, I came here to forget about that kind of stuff, and I worry about that in the morning type situation. You just put a damper on your whole party.
Like I told you, we're going to start off with STD statistics, and we're going to end the night with a prayer. You can't get much more sexier than that.
Okay, listen, okay.
Right, okay. Right.
What are
party
your thoughts about?
Cell.
Right, so you're hearing us talking about this STD testing at home. What are your thoughts, DJ Chill, about that?
Me, I have no problems with it because every chance that I get, I get tested. Mainly because the personal thing with me was because when I'm just gonna get personal and real with the situation with me, so that I let everybody else know that you really need to follow through. When I was 17, I was kidnapped, raped, shot, and left for dead by this guy, and. After everything was over with, he ended up going to prison or something like that.
Uh-huh.
He died in prison from AIDS.
Oh.
And I got paranoid like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since then, even though I know I'm good, I'm not, I'm negative and everything like that, it's just that psychological thing is to the point that I have to. No, for sure. I have to be tested. I have to make sure. You know what I'm saying? Because I have that fear there. So I feel it's a good thing to have that fear there because knowing is half the battle. You know what I'm saying? You never should go in life without knowing everything in detail because if you don't know, you'll always be lost. And that's one thing that'll eat and gnaw at you every day of your life, not knowing. So I recommend, I don't care. If I was at one of the parties and you say you got random testing, I'd be like, I'd be one of the first ones to come up and say, hey, let me be the first one. I'll make an example for everybody else. It's like this. I'm confident in myself that I know that I don't have it. So I'm going to go ahead and get tested. To make sure because I'm having respect for myself and the next person that I be with.
Now, understandable, I totally agree with you that it's commendable. Sorry to hear what happened to you. Now, at home testing, you know, I think that's something because, you know, when you come to a swinger party, you know, people come to a swing party like they don't give you your real name. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't have the same logistics that if you was to go to like a swing club. You know, the swing club, they ask you to bring your ID, they take a copies of this, they want copies of that, they charge you for this, they charge you for that. So, you know, when you have a swing party in the swing group, especially somebody like me that throw open swing parties, I don't have a swing group. You know, what are your thoughts as far as, you know, you're at a party and somebody does take a test and it comes back positive. You know, what's next? What do we do next? You know, that's the you have to have a plan afterwards. Do you just kick them out and you say, oh, hell no. You know, is it, are you going to be in a separate room? Are you going to, you know, give them a pamphlet? Like, what does, what do you do next in that type of situation?
For me to be in the situation, mm-hmm. I mean, because of my train of thinking and everything like that, I would show no fear towards the person. I would actually, you know, go to the person. You know, I would talk with them, console with them, let them feel, you know, that, you know, they're not going to be alienated, because mm-hmm. that's one of the things you don't do to a person, especially mm-hmm. when they find out about something that's traumatic. They have to have a feeling of somebody will show some sympathy and compassion for a situation and show some understanding that you know, that I feel for you and I understand, and I'm not going to shun you or ridicule you because mm-hmm. of what you just found out. I'm gonna be there for you to help you go through the situation, or at least give you some consolidation that somebody is going to not treat you differently because you do have it.
There has to be some type of protocol afterwards, you know? If I was to administer actually some type of, you know, home testing, there's several ways, you know. My thing is, they would have to trust me. And most of the people that come to my events, they do trust me. You know, I have their real name. I have all the information. Mm-hmm. And not just for STD purposes, but for safety purposes. If something goes wrong, I need to be able to get in contact with somebody. I don't share with other people. I don't share people's phone numbers. I even ask my guests not to do that when they come, but yet they still do it when they get there.
Mm-hmm.
But after the test, if it happened to come back positive, at that point, I would definitely let that person know, and I would immediately, you know, give them information to seek counseling, depending, you know, especially if it was HIV, because that's something serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, if you got chlamydia or, you know, something like that, go get your antibiotics, you know, Halloween, you come back and we retest again, you know, just to be sure. But for something permanent, you have to be able to do it. It's scary, but at the same time, you know, I wouldn't go into the party making it a big deal. I wouldn't be like, okay, y'all, we're about to do our HIV testing. You know, like I said, it'd be a very random thing, very discreet. No one would actually know who was chosen. And,
but
you know,
now,
just carry it on then.
I understand that. I really get where you're trying to go with this, but now it comes to the simple fact that, you know, this person is not new. Once again, like you said, everybody knows each other, especially at a group like yours. And you being the owner of this group or the creator of the hostess of this party, you may feel like you're obligated to let people know. You know what I mean? Like, it goes hand in hand. First of all, if you're there and you tell people, well, listen, I think I'm going to start doing random testing and stuff like that during our party. Now, if you do it before the party when nobody's there, if you call them ahead of time, then they can get it done, get it out the way. And, you know, if they're there, that's one thing. But if you're in the middle of a party and you say, hey, chill, I need to go talk to you, you know, and y'all go in the back room somewhere or the bathroom or whatever, and then chill comes out, and he grabbed his stuff, and he's pissed off, and he's walking away, they're going to put two and two together. You know what I mean? And people are observing. You got people that's sitting there, and that's all they do is sit up there and look around, and they're typically observing. So, like, you just put this person on the spot. Literally,
no,
you put this on the spot.
Like I said,
because
it would definitely
be
discreetly. There's different ways to do things discreetly. Like, you can either do, like, a pool or something where people come in and give their samples. Because there's a couple of clubs out here where they actually take a blood sample when you walk in. So it's kind of, it's like a lottery. So there's many ways to handle things.
But my thing is, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to go that far? that's taking a blood sample and all that other, are you willing to put that effort in? Because then, you know, when you do something like that and you're telling this person a life-changing decision, that puts a damper. I know this. I've done it. I've given tests and I've had the revealed results. That puts a damper on your spirit. Altogether, it does. It mentally, you're not prepared for that because this person
is
sitting in front of you.
This is the difference. I've gotten too many calls after the parties of people saying I've been exposed. You know, it's happened plenty of times. So, my thing is the goal of the promoter is changing, considering how private and how specific my parties is. For a random party like yours, no, I would not recommend doing that. But when you're creating basically a swinger society, then yes, there are going to be some responsibilities there.
Right. And my thing is, will you be able to continue your night on? You know what I'm saying? That's my only thing, because that weighs not on that person that you told, but also on you for the simple fact that y'all do have that intimacy already. You know what I mean? Like, you know chill. Y'all done chill together. You know, y'all done laugh, y'all done share drinks, y'all done broke bread, y'all done did all this because y'all are community. Y'all are so close together. If I felt some way for a complete stranger, I can't understand how I would not feel no way for somebody that I consider to be a friend. That's just my final thought.
It wouldn't affect me, but you know, my personality is a little bit different. And I've been exposed to so many horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
For the overall better awareness for the event, mm-hmm. you know, if we continue to expand and let people in, and we haven't necessarily voted that this is actually going to happen, but I personally feel like if you're going to be participating in special parties,
mm-hmm.
as a personal responsibility, you should know your status before you come.
Right.
As a personal responsibility. If you choose to neglect that personal responsibility, which a lot of adults do,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can see if I have parties and I know that everybody in there was using a condom.
Mm-hmm.
When I've seen too many incidents like, yo, where you condom at? You know, and the fact that I know I have underground parties for bisexual men.
Mm-hmm.
Bisexual men at a high risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess maybe I've seen too much, and I'm like, okay, we are definitely all exposing ourselves to some pretty risky things.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a control I can put in place,
mm-hmm.
that for people that don't care, they're not going to want to come.
Mm-hmm.
If you have nothing to hide, it shouldn't even be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It should be very far, few between. It is like one of those, uh-oh. And then again, I deal with groups that are pretty mature. You know, we discuss a lot of things, and a lot of things have happened. You never know how people are going to respond. Of course, I don't want somebody that's going to get a test result and shoot themselves out of the parking lot.
Exactly.
But it's either they're going to shoot themselves out of the parking lot, or they're going to come into my party and kill five of the people. So I have to make a
mm-hmm.
decision.
Exactly. That's another thing, too. And you're even putting yourself at risk because they probably blame you. Like, you lie or you wrong or you this or you that. And, you know, it can get very serious when doing that. But that was just a thought. Hey, share your thoughts with us on Swing and State of Mind radio show. I'm sorry to the 469. I've seen them up there and I never got a chance to get to them. But I can get to you, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. 20. Press 1. We'll let you on. We have people chatting in the Swing City, theswingcity.ning.com. We got Rest chatting. We got Joseph who joined into the conversation. And they're, you know, they're just putting up their two cents. Russ said, woman who did my HIV test told me HIV is difficult to catch. And they say that to men for the simple fact that, you know, y'all internals are external, you know, like it's really hard. Yeah, it's a bit. But, you know, with women, everything's external for us. And you're higher risk if you fuck her and she's on her period. That's direct blood contact right there. You know, so
right.
if you
men,
finger
women.
Pop her and you got a cut on your finger, you never know. If you eating her out and you just finished brushing your teeth, you never know. And a lot of people don't know that when it comes to safe and sex. Excuse me. When it comes to safe and sex, especially when you give it oral sex at a party, you know, you can put a condom on a man, but you have a woman and nobody using dental dams or saran wrap. So, you know, you definitely have that mouth-to-mouth tongue.
And don't forget anal sex. The lining and the
rectum
center.
Listen, I don't even know about that. They don't do anal sex.
When you have an anal sex,
I know.
The lining in your rectum is much thinner than when you have vaginal sex.
Right, and the vessel.
So, and that's why it's a higher risk when it comes to male or male. It's not because they're gay. It's because of the way they have sex and you're going through the rectum.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of vessels break easily as
correct.
Well.
Correct. They break every single time you penetrate the ass.
Mm-hmm. So, give us a call. Let us know. DJ Chill is with us from South Carolina. I see the 214. I see the 614. Hi, John. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Sound like a plan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a good old quick break and play some music.
Me.
Okay, that was very abrupt. Welcome back to Swing a State of Mind, Ladies Night. Nurse La Crush on deck with Nurse Trinity over there.
I'm here. Look, I was trying to get back to it. This is Trinity Blake. Well, let me say it again. This is Nurse Trinity Blake. If you need anything, please dial 805-830-8320. And me or Crush will be more than happy to assist you with any personal care items that you need. If you notice, we have a whole bunch of men in the chat room.
I noticed that. It's ladies' night. Every time I say this, like this happens every ladies' night, it's like all the men come out and the ladies disappear. It really is. But we got a few ladies in there. Shout out to everybody that just joined into the chat room. We have Brandon Reed, Joseph Jones, Just Jamal. He's new. Hey, Just. Kevy Kismet, Russ Owen, Steve Carter. Why? Because that's just the name. Why? That's it. Why? Why? And we also have DJ Chill, the Footman.
But you have to find out Willis DJ Chill Footman.
Right.
So the
Willis DJ Chill. I don't know. I think that's his name. But let's ask him. DJ Chill.
That's how it is on my Facebook page. So. It basically, I got linked, you know, I signed into my Facebook page.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. So,
foot fetish?
Huh?
Excuse me? Huh?
I thought he had a foot fetish.
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I can lick some toes in my days, you know what I'm saying? No problem with that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. All right, now. So, let me ask you, DJ Chill, is that your full name or is that you being a foot fetish thing going on there?
That is my real name.
Okay.
Willis Footman is my real name.
Okay, okay. So tell me about the Rude Flavor Radio Network.
Basically, what it is I do live streaming feeds. Hooked up with Livestream, Ustream. I do live club sets, DJ sets, private sets.
You do private sets?
Yeah, for swingers parties. I do swingers parties too. So, you know, I'll go in, I'll DJ for a swingers set party, and I'll set up my cams and everything like that. And I'll do an in-house live set, which means everybody in the house can, it'll be linked up to the TVs or anything like that to the house, and they can actually see what's going on throughout the rest of the house instead of roaming through the whole house to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They can be in a room doing what they want to do, but they can still see exactly what's going on somewhere else. And I mean, either people in there partying, dancing, or, you know, doing what they want to do and stuff like that. And as a matter of fact, my first pilot one that I've done was in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
When I did it for Cherokee Promotions.
Oh. Okay.
It was at a three-story mansion. Very nice.
All right. That sounds nice. That sounds very interesting, as a matter of fact.
We're going to have to hook up with that because I actually do virtual parties here in Dallas as well.
Would I work a party in Dallas?
No, I said I do virtual parties here in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
My parties connect with different parties in other cities.
That's a possibility. I mean, I have that listed within some of the things that I offer. You know, just that I have to have a full database of different people that I can link to make it happen. I mean, that's no problem to make that happen.
Oh, all right. Sounds
like you.
I
would go to playrooms as well. But you know what? I got you on my site. I'll be sure to hit you up in the inbox.
Mm-hmm.
And also for this show, this is what I was thinking about doing for this show.
Mm-hmm.
If you can look me up on Facebook, inbox me so I can talk to you that way. And I would like to get either some of the pictures that you would like to have put on or anything like that. And I will actually make a video commercial spot for your show. So whenever you post, wherever you're going to post that for your show,
uh-huh.
they can actually see the video spot, or if somebody come across the website, they can actually look at the video commercial and get an idea of the concept of your show. And visual is a whole lot more enticing than actually telling someone or by word of mouth. When people see something, it's just like with a man. A man sees something that he wants. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to try to get that.
Right. Well, you know what? We'll talk after the fact. You are already on my friends list. I just found you. Yeah, we're friends. You were just in another part of my friend list. That's why I didn't know who you was. But okay. Sounds like a cool shout out to Tamara Hardy. Seems to be your boo.
Yeah, that's my boo.
Now, shout out to your boo. And thank you so much for tuning in to Swing and State of Minds tonight. I hope you do come back.
Okay.
Everybody at the Swing City, thank y'all so much. Right now, we're going to get Trinity Blake's final thoughts.
Okay. Well, you know, time just flew by, really. That noise y'all heard in the background earlier, I was, you know, frying me some lemon pepper chicken, and I made my salad, and I got my drink on the side because I might be having another session of phone sex later. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We do apologize for the technical difficulties, some of the things that we have coming up. Trinity Does New York. That's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. And also you're going to be seeing the Swing City getting a major makeover. The Swing City is going to be...
I was just saying it's a makeover. Go ahead, sorry.
It's a makeover takeover, actually. And we're changing the name of the Swing City, and it's going to be called the Universal Lounge. So you guys are the first to hear that. And we've got our new shows coming up next quarter. Well, did I miss anything? No.
Nope.
I think that's it. And thank y'all for tuning in to the Swing City for the chat night. You have Phone Fantasy Radio. Be sure to go like our pages. Hit us up on Facebook. Please, be sure to comment. We do appreciate y'all coming, but the more you tell other people, the more people come and listen. And even though we have great numbers for 2013, we're going to make them even better.
Yes. I do want to give a personal shout out and thank you to everyone who's been tuning into Phone Fantasy Radio, the Honey Sweet, as well as Swing and State of Mind radio show. We had over 6,000 tune-ins last month, and we're already at 4,000 and something, like 4,500 basically for this month. So thank y'all so much. That means y'all been coming to the show during the live feed, and y'all also been downloading the show and listening when we're not on air. So definitely thank you so much for that support and you know, that is just awesome. You know, I've been, and I just got my 90-second beep. On that note, I want to let everybody know that we will be here next week as well, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can catch me on the Honey Suite with LaCrush Heart. And you can also catch us next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Swing and State of Mind Radio. That number, 805-830-8320. Go to phonefantasyradio.com to get all our links. And we shall see y'all next week. That's all I got to say. Thank you so much, Chill. For holding us down tonight.
Thank
really
you,
do appreciate it. Thanks to Brandon, Joseph, Just, Kev, Kismet, Rusty, Y, from all that tuned into the Swing Chat Party at the swingcity.ning.com tonight. And everybody that called in. We had so many callers that called in and listened to the show. 803s, the 469s, 214s, 862s. And I can go on and on and on.
You had a variety of people tonight.
Right. You know, so 336, you all late, 336, all late. But I see you.
836. Where are these calls coming from?
336, you know, because we posted about the, you know, the post. So hopefully next week we'll have a awesome show planned for y'all. And enjoy your weekend. There we go.
Yes.
You know what? The recording is off, but
you opened up everybody. Hey, 336. You opened up everybody. Hey, 336.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
I'm Taiwan, but on the if you're on the Swing City side, Georgia Pipeline, there.
Oh, how you doing, Mr. Pipeline?
I'm doing quite well at work. Got to try to catch one of y'all shows. We have them working, so.
Right. Aww.
Hey, Georgia Pipeline. This is Trinity.
Hey, Trinity. How are you doing, darling?
I'm good, babe.
Georgia,
so
we got the South Oregon here. Everything. We done. We talked about women roles in the lifestyle. We've talked about men being in denial. We talked about at home STD testing. We talked about a lot of stuff tonight. We covered a lot of ground. We talked about the slice of life in Dallas. Yeah, we covered a lot of ground tonight. You can always check out the archives. You know, when you get home, you can listen to us. The show is recorded. And hopefully you can catch one of our shows when you know.
Sorry
you missed it. On that note, 1906. I know that number, but I don't know that number. Okay, I guess
803.
It's like 803, what's your name?
That's the South Carolina number.
Uh-huh. I know who they are, just don't remember who they are. All right, 803, you want to be all quiet? Be that way. I'm going to call you anyway. So, Trinity, I think we should do... we got our web chat party coming up, Trent.
Yeah,
we got our webcam party.
Yeah.
Remember, we're doing the holiday party.
Is that going to be on Skype?
It's going to be on any video stream
we can get to.
Right.
Okay, I have another question.
I just want everybody to know that.
You have what?
Say what?
I'm having sex on the video stream.
You play too much. What are you?
No, I'm right for that.
Right, you play too much. What you was about to say? Pipeline, what you was about to say?
So upcoming holiday.
I can't understand you. Your phone
broke up. Yeah, I broke up.
Yeah, you all broke up. I didn't understand. Nothing you just said. It's showtime. But,
yeah, we gotta go ahead and cut this out first.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody, enjoy your week. And thank y'all for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And we will see y'all next week officially. Bye.